right.
Because we're out here to warn people. There's a lot of deception.
Yeah.
The churches are lying to people.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging people to repent of man-made religion and get in the scriptures. Because we used to belong to man-made religion, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, non-denomination. It doesn't matter. It's made of man. And when we started studying the scriptures, we saw they were not teaching what the Word of God says. And you don't want to be deceived. You don't want to be loving and practicing lies, right? Because we don't want to be left outside the gates of heaven.
Right.
So we don't belong to any organization. We're just true, born-again saints following after our Savior and holiness and obedience, doing everything that He commands us to, and loving our neighbor to come out here and share it with people like you, that lady over there who was seeking also.
Yeah, she sought us out. That was awesome.
Giving people things to think about, because I like to warn women, you know, Eve in the garden was deceived, but she wasn't a victim.
How many sins put man out of the garden?
Right, and it was counted a transgression, and transgression is a sin. So to continually be deceived becomes a sin if you're not seeking the truth, because our Savior is a holy Savior who can save us from deception, correct? And that's what we're out here to warn people about, some of the lies of man-made religion. If you go on our website, we have many articles on there that teach people the scriptures how to test themselves against the lies that they were taught. Because a lot of people have been raised within that man-made religion, right? I used to be a Lutheran.
Are you part of a religious body? Can I ask which one? Like just the name, denomination?
My mind just went blank. It's the Assemblies of God.
Yeah.
Okay,
which is a man-made organization out of the Pentecostals, and they keep pagan Christmas, pagan Easter. They have worldliness, right?
Yeah. They got rid of. He didn't want. Our pastor didn't want Halloween. He got rid of that.
Well, that's good. He's got that right.
Yeah, one right. But there's many.
Many
we
things.
Know because we used to go.
We used to go to an AOG
for a short period of time, and we tested them when we left.
Yeah.
So test yourself. If you get in the scriptures, we encourage people to take a break from that. Because your soul is on the line. You have no obligation to anybody except you, because you're going to stand before God on your own, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Not with a pastor, not with a husband, not with a group of people.
Right, you got to know.
So take a time away from there. Tell everybody you want to go study the scriptures. You're not falling away, because that's what they'll try to tell you. And if you seek with a willing heart, Jesus said, if you seek Him, you'll find Him, right? And you'll find the truth. Knock and it will be open.
Yeah.
Ask and it will be answered.
God will convict you of the things that you're saying. We got lots of articles. We have a 10-point test. Is your husband a believer?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from him. We'd love to help you. Bible study. We don't take people's money. We travel and do this for free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We retired to do this. We travel the country. We're hated for it.
We love you. That's why we're here. We're happy to talk to you.
It's amazing. We're hated by thousands of people, but the one or two or three or five on a day that come up and talk to us, this is what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're planting
right.
seeds. Jesus said, go for the one. And we hope that you and this lady that was just here, the man, a bunch of men I just talked to, that you test yourself and realize if you're part of the culture and how you act, talk, live, and dress. They're not teaching you how to dress yourself biblical and to cover your head. They're not. And the men are walking around in worldliness, and they're watching football, and they're looking at the women dressed in modest. And there's a whole bunch of sin going on. And that shouldn't be.
You agree to all that. You see
yeah.
that. Yeah.
It shouldn't be before a holy God.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
I know people that are like that close to me. And
come out of that.
Breaks my heart.
Come out of that and just get in the scriptures and then get your life right, and then you and your husband can call to them to come out. But if they won't come out, you can't unite to them, can you? No, you can't. So yeah, go deep, test yourself. Our website's there for you. We love you. I'd love to hear from your husband. Thank you for coming in and giving us a good word. That means a lot to us when we stand against thousands.
We love to see people who appreciate God's word, willing to test themselves, as opposed to, like he said, thousands and thousands. We see so many thousands throughout the year as we travel.
People spit on us, throw stuff at us, call the police on us.
God. I saw you in the parade this morning.
They crucified our Savior. What should we expect?
Exactly.
Right.
So, they hated me, they're going to hate
you. So there's another thing for you. If the world likes you and you are like the culture, you're an enemy of God. And last thing, there's only two kingdoms. It's a kingdom of God. And there's a kingdom of Satan.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is in the small world that Jesus said very few, a puny number will find it. The kingdom of Satan is in politics, sports, man-made religion. That's all the kingdom of Satan. He's got everybody in the pew where he wants them. We're calling you to come out and seek the kingdom.
Right.
Let us know how we can help you.
Thank you.
Be around here. We'll be around Florida, bopping around all winter. If your husband wants a Bible study.
We live in Inverness, Florida. We're up here visiting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be bopping around all around Florida all winter. That's why we come down here. Not for the golf or beach. We're out here because of the events.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God be praised. We love you.
Thank you.